Grace, greetings, and welcome to our DDP for the 20th of February. I'm Paul White, and today we are planning on concluding the 8th chapter of Zechariah. I say planning because you know me, and sometimes I get going and I slow down and I dig in a little bit more than I anticipated. My plan is to finish that 18th chapter today, and we start, eighth chapter, we start in the 18th verse. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be joy and gladness and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. Therefore, love, truth, and peace. This is an interesting passage, to say the least, but it has some connections. I want to dig into those connections so that we make sure we understand what the author is trying to do. I told you yesterday that there's a connection to the seventh chapter of Zechariah, and I want to get to that in just a moment. Before I do, I want to take you over to the 52nd chapter of Jeremiah and just make sure that you start to get some backdrop for why Israel is doing what they're doing. In the 52nd chapter of Jeremiah, which, by the way, is the last chapter, if you read that last chapter, you will see the temple and the city plundered and burned. You will see the people taken into Babylonian captivity, all of the things that had been prophesied that were going to happen to Israel because of her failure in the land start to come to pass at the end of the 52nd chapter of Jeremiah. I want to read for you a few verses into that chapter. Let's start at the top, okay? And I know out of the gate it looks like, what does this have to do with Zechariah 8? But watch this. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He also did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For because of the anger of the Lord, this happened in Jerusalem and Judah, till he finally cast them out from his presence. Then Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Now it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built a siege wall against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. By the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, the famine had become so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Notice that by the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, there was a famine so bad that there was no food. In Zechariah 8:19, we find that God speaks to the people of the fast of the fourth month. Back in chapter 7, God had said to them, when you were fasting in the fifth month and the seventh month during those 70 years, were you really fasting for me? He doesn't mention the fourth month. He doesn't mention the tenth month. So we can assume that in Zechariah 7, God just takes a couple of them and says, look, these were more for you than they were for me. In 8, he goes farther with it, and he mentions 4 different fasting months. What I want to do is make sure you know why those dates are mentioned. So Israel is being taken into captivity, and they begin to starve, and they're on the ninth day of their fourth month, there's no food left. They take that to mean, okay, we should fast from now on in the fourth month. What about the fifth month? Where does this come from? Same chapter, Jeremiah 52:12. Now, in the fifth month, on the tenth day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard who served the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and burned the house of the Lord. So on the fifth month, the temple burned down. So Israel began to believe that they should fast on the fifth month as well. 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 25 says this. By the way, that's the last chapter of 2 Kings. It happened in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama of the royal family, came with 10 men, struck and killed Gedaliah, the Jews, as well as the Chaldeans who were with him at Mizpah. So this is the fall and captivity of Judah. Another event happens in the seventh month in which many Jewish people are killed in a skirmish. This leads the remaining Jews to believe that they should fast during the seventh month. What about the 10th month? I hope you can see where we're going with this. Go back to Jeremiah chapter 52. And in Jeremiah 52, it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and his army came against Jerusalem, encamped against it, and built a siege wall against it all around. And so Israel thought we should fast in the 10th month. So let's quick review. 4th month, famine kicks in, no one has any food. They determine we should fast so that doesn't happen again. 5th month, the temple's burned down. Okay, we should fast during the 5th month so that doesn't happen again. 7th month, an attack comes against a group of Jews. They're slaughtered. Okay, we should fast during the 7th month so that doesn't happen again. 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar starts his siege against Jerusalem. Okay, that happened in the 10th month. We should fast during the 10th month so that doesn't happen again. They are literally fasting a third of the year. Why? Because bad things happened and they're trying to make them stop. I don't know if I need to go any farther into why this is so old covenant in regard and superstitious in regard to people who think that the fast applies to them under the new covenant. So how does God end it? The fast of the 4th month, the fast of the 5th month, the fast of the 7th month, the fast of the 10th month shall be joy and gladness, and get your pen out and get ready to underline, cheerful feasts. Now, guess what? God doesn't want them to fast. Back in chapter 7, he said, it wasn't really for me anyway, it was for you. I don't want you fasting, I want you to have joy and be glad and have a cheerful feast. It tells me that there's no way you can be joyful and be glad during a fast. The opposite of fasting is joy and gladness. And it's for the house of Judah, therefore love, truth, and peace. Therefore, or thus says the Lord of hosts, people shall yet come, inhabitants of many cities. Inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord. Seek the Lord of hosts. I myself will go also. Yes, many people in strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and pray before the Lord. In other words, things are going to go so well for you, Israel. People are going to come wanting what you have. And he closes with this. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every language of the nation shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we've heard that God is with you. And I think, of course, it's a bit allegorical. We don't see 10 speakers from every language on the planet coming and grabbing a Jew going, we want to be with you. But it's a statement of exaggeration to let you know that God's blessing is so great that people will want to come and be a part of those blessings. And I think that prophecy extends over into the New Testament. Paul says this, and I'll close, 1 Corinthians 14:25. Thus the secrets of his heart are revealed. So falling down on his face, he'll worship God and report that God is truly among you. This is Paul's statement that the gifts of the Spirit can be in operation in a church to the place that it makes someone who was a skeptic believe that God is really among you. And that's sort of the New Testament equivalent of what we see happening in the Old. Tomorrow we'll go to chapter 9. I want to encourage you, follow me on Twitter at Deeper Daily Pods. Check out my website, paulwhiteministries.com. Check us out on Facebook, Paul White Ministries. We have several different platforms. We're trying to put the good news out there in different places all the time. Hope to see you at one of them. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.